Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. Died August 16, 1977, in Memphis, Tennessee. The king of rock and roll, dead at the age of 42. Elvis, the man, the legend. Even the word superstar can't really express the impact of the boy from Mississippi who transformed American music. He changed the way a whole generation thought about themselves. He changed society. He touched the emotions of millions of people throughout the world. He changed the course of musical history. He affected us all. Many of today's biggest superstars, including Elton John, Paul McCartney, and Bob Dylan, have acknowledged a lot of their musical inspiration was Elvis. This is his story, his words, and his music.
I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
Tall, lanky, with long sideburns, loud clothes, and a cocky grin, he came out of the South and became the symbol of a new generation. It started in Tupelo, Mississippi, where Elvis sang in the church choir. The Presleys weren't well-to-do, but when he was 12 years old, his father gave him a $12 guitar. That guitar was to make him perhaps the biggest star the world has ever seen. From Tupelo, the Presleys moved to Memphis, where Elvis graduated from high school. He went to work as a truck driver, and he was taking night courses to become an electrician. But his singing continued, and when he was 18 years old, Elvis went to Sun Records, a Memphis recording studio, and that's where he met Sam Phillips.
Well, I think everybody knows that Elvis came in to make a record for his mother on her birthday. Although I'm sure Elvis would admit he's not a great guitar picker, but he had a style and everything vocally that I thought was real outstanding. I think the real thing that made him distinctive was that he took That's All Right, Mama, and that was an old Arthur Big Boy Crudup record that had been out on Victor for many years. And I think everybody had just about forgotten it, but somehow or another we had tried everything else, and we were about to give up, and he came up with the idea that he knew this particular selection, and so he gave us a very unusual rendition of it.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right.
That's All Right, Mama was the very first Elvis record ever released. It went to number 3 on the Memphis Hit Parade, but it was not a national hit. Carl Perkins, who wrote Blue Suede Shoes, remembers Elvis.
Elvis had started on Sun Records about a month or thereabouts. I had heard his first record, That's All Right, Mama, and just really dug it. He was just so completely different that... there's no question he did open a tremendous field for all of the guys who came along after us. We were very, very lucky to have such an outstanding guy as Elvis to be one of the very first to record our type of music.
The next step for Elvis came with some help from country singer Hank Snow and an ex-carnival operator named Colonel Tom Parker. Hank Snow recalls how they got Elvis a spot on the Grand Ole Opry.
The Colonel and I formed our own agency here in Nashville, and it was our agency that brought Elvis to the Opry for the first time. The only appearance he ever made on the Opry, and of course that he was just new then, as outside of, as I say, a few spots in Texas. And he didn't do too much on the Opry. I mean, they didn't go over it at all. But then the Colonel and I started booking our own tours and financing our own tours, and then we took Elvis with us on tour. Two or three, I think probably we did four tours all together. And, of course, then you could see with one eye that Presley was really going to become dynamite. He stopped every show we played and did a fabulous job. I remember what we were paying him at the time, too, $250 a week.
Well, I do you. That's good to rock it tonight. We're going to rock all our blues away.
Good Rockin' Tonight, that was Elvis in 1954. Early in 1955, Elvis made a movie with a man who was to become one of his good friends, Pat Boone.
Well, I met Elvis the first time in Cleveland, 1955. I think it was August. And we'd both flown in to be part of a documentary film that they were doing on the life of Bill Randall, who was the nation's number one disc jockey right then. And Bill had been very good to me. And my current record, it was my second record, Ain't That a Shame, was on its way up the charts, on the way to number one. And Elvis had come in from, I think, Louisiana by way of Memphis. And nobody knew him yet, really, except some country music fans. But Bill Randall met me at the airport and told me that he had this new guy on the show with me that night. He'd be going on before me. And he said, he's going to be a big star. I said, who's that? And he says, a young fellow named Elvis Presley. Well, the name sounded funny to me, but I'd seen it on some country jukeboxes in Texas. And I thought Bill was wacky because, you know, this was the heyday of rock and roll. How could a hillbilly singer make it? And he went on stage, and nobody knew him, but he created an excitement. And I could tell that I probably would never want to follow him again.
Also in August of 1955, Elvis Presley's fifth and final single for Sun Records.
Train a ride, 16 coaches long. Train, train. Never will again, never will again.
Mystery Train from 1955. And even then, Elvis was attracting imitators like Conway Twitty.
When I got out of the Army in 1956, I'd been in Japan for a year. And when I got back to the States, the first record I heard was a song called Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. And this new thing was starting right around Memphis, Tennessee, where I lived. And I thought, boy, I think I'll give this a try.
Even as Mystery Train was climbing the charts, other record companies had begun to take more than a passing interest in Elvis. He wasn't selling many records, but his personal appearances were drawing huge crowds. Elvis seemed to have something special, a magnetism, a manner, a sexy image that was exciting. Atlantic Records offered $25,000 for Elvis, but RCA offered $35,000. Plus $5,000 for Elvis himself. So on January 5th, 1956, Elvis entered the RCA studios in Nashville. The result was a record 2 minutes and 8 seconds long that changed the music business. Elvis in 1956.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Heartbreak Hotel was Elvis's first million seller and first number one single. Another star of the time, Fats Domino, remembers how it was.
I like his style when I first heard his second record. I didn't really like the first one because I couldn't understand the words. But when I heard his second record, I knew he really could sing. A lot of people see Elvis Presley wasn't much of a singer, but after I heard his second number, I know he had everything it take to be an entertainer.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start.
With I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. Things really started happening in 1956. In April, Elvis flew to Hollywood for a screen test, and a short time later previewed his next single on the Steve Allen television show.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
How Hound Dog from that first big year, 1956. It was a song Elvis didn't really like at first and didn't even want to record. He felt differently, though, about another classic recorded only minutes later.
We'd just like to ask you to introduce your favorite song, if you would. Your own recording, whichever
one
you like
the recording.
Best.
Well, the one I like best, naturally, will have to be Don't Be Cruel, because it was my biggest seller.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis and Don't Be Cruel.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. No, sir, no, excuse me. I really don't know. I like a lot of different types. I suppose I'll know if I ever find someone that I really...
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Love Me Tender, the title theme from the first of more than 30 Elvis Presley movies. Next, the Presley Top 10 song never released as a single.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me begging on my knees.
Elvis Presley was so hot in 1956 that Love Me, a cut from his album Elvis, became a hit even though it was never released as a single. Fame came quickly to Elvis, and it presented some problems, as recalled by his friend Carl Perkins.
It was not easy for him. He stood out among any of the musicians, the singers. He was different because he looked and acted different. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke, his language was very respectable, and he had the charm that the young girls were screaming and carrying on for, and this made him different. This made him stand ready for criticism from just in every angle, but he took it all, he took it in stride.
Well, honey, I love you too much. I need your love and too much. Who want the thrill of your touch? Well, gee, I can't love you too much. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, gonna love you too much.
By the time Too Much hit the charts in 1957, Elvis was not only the hottest name in the record field, but also the most desired name in a number of other fields as well. Firms throughout the country begged for licenses to use the Presley name on their products. By the spring of 1957, he was identified with the following: T-shirts, knit pajamas, pencils, purses, wallets, denims, gold-plated adjustable rings, socks, necklaces, pens, guitars, shoes, charm bracelets, handkerchiefs, buttons, scarves, skirts, jackets, hats, binders, stuffed hound dogs, wristwatches, decorative pillows, mirrors, keychains, mittens, scrapbooks, diaries, photo albums, plaster bust, bookends, shirts, talking records, fan magazines, molded plastic painted figures, 8x10 luminous pictures, Bermuda shorts, capri and toreador pants, games, lipsticks, colognes, trading cards, and more. It's been said that there are four things America had contributed to the world: baseball, Coca-Cola, Mickey Mouse, and Elvis Presley.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up.
Elvis and All Shook Up, his biggest hit of 1957.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Presley's movements when he performed earned him the nickname Elvis the Pelvis. His style and image were tough. Long sideburns, slick down hair, rolled up sleeves, and a swagger that showed he meant business. But 1957 was a time when the Presley style was considered rebellious, and reaction set in to this new phenomenon.
This rock and roll rhythm has been the seed of trouble, and we want to keep trouble out of Jersey City, Don.
In Jersey City, rock and roll was banned, while in New York, one major newspaper called it a barrage of primitive jungle beat rhythm. It advocated banning all teenagers from dancing in public without the written consent of their parents. It was the voice of protest.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
In Nashville, one disc jockey burned 600 Elvis records. In New Jersey, another said he couldn't morally justify playing Presley songs. Across the nation, civic leaders spoke out against rock and roll and the Presley phenomenon.
Our Commissioner of Public Safety, Lawrence Whipple.
My department made a very thorough investigation of these so-called programs. We had telephone conversations and correspondence with various municipalities, included among these being Hartford, Connecticut, Orange, New Jersey, Asbury Park, and the city of Hoboken. And we find that these programs are not for the good of the community, and that's why I ordered them banned.
Elvis took it all with a smile.
Yeah, the police filmed a show one time in Florida because the PTA, the YMCA, or somebody, they thought I was something. And they said, man, he's got to be crazy. So the police came out and they filmed the show. So I couldn't move. I had to stand still. The only thing I moved was my little finger like that. Show.
As a gesture of peace and goodwill, Elvis cut his first Christmas LP and an album of religious songs.
Baby, they let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Teddy Bear came from the soundtrack of Loving You, Elvis's second motion picture, the first of several that were based on his own rags-to-riches story.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you, makes no difference where I go or what I may do. You know that I'll always be loving you.
Four months after the release of Loving You, Elvis appeared in his third motion picture, Jailhouse Rock. Its theme of lawlessness brought new charges that Elvis was inspiring a wave of juvenile delinquency.
There is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone is only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
Was a number one song in the country on December 20th, 1957, the day Elvis was drafted. He was granted a stay of 60 days, just long enough to complete his fourth motion picture. In the meantime, though, the hits kept right on coming, and Elvis earned his ninth gold record. On March 24th, 1958, Elvis was inducted in the Army. It was a cold, rainy, depressing day in Memphis, and many people said that Presley's reign as the king of rock and roll was over. Elvis said nothing and released another million seller.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see you're a bully, and let them see by the ring, roll your neck, and let them know by the ring, roll your neck, and let them know I'm a ring around your neck.
Next, Elvis in the Army.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Oh, a hard-headed woman, been a thorn in the side of man. Oh, a hard-headed woman, been a thorn in the side of man.
Oh, hard-headed woman from Elvis's fourth motion picture, King Creole. Of all his movies, it was his favorite, and many say his best. 2 months after its completion, on September 22nd, 1958, Elvis stood on the deck of the USS Randall, waiting to be shipped out.
We are now only minutes away from sailing time, and Elvis Presley will shortly be on his way to Germany and a return to the United States. Well, who knows? It'll be some time anyway. Since this is probably the last chance that you'll have to say something to your fans, do you have any particular message that you'd like to pass on to them?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did. And
all we can do is wish you a wonderful trip and all the best luck in the world and come home soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll do my very best.
Elvis left behind a number of unreleased tapes, which RCA Records carefully screened looking for potential hits. Early in November, they found one.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by the sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, blew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah.
From November 1958, Elvis and I Got Stung.
Elvis, do you feel that your fans have been pretty loyal to you since you've been in service?
Yes, sir, I certainly do.
At a news conference while he was in the Army, Elvis was asked how things were going.
Do you have a rougher time than most soldiers because
you're a celebrity? No, ma'am. Everything was just straight down the middle. I was treated no better or any worse than any of the other boys. That's the way I wanted it, because I have to live with the other boys, you know?
Well, not by the Army. I mean by the other boys. Did the boys treat you roughly?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. When those guys looked around and they saw me pulling KP and marching with a pack on my back and everything, well, they figured, well, he's just like we are. So I got along very well with them, and they're all a good bunch of boys.
Say goodbye. Don't be angry with me. Should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little. Dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Such as I.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
A Fool Such as I, Elvis from March 1959. Even though Elvis wasn't in America at that time, his musical presence was still being felt, not only in his own records, but also in the songs of other performers. This is Rick Nelson.
Well, I think the main person who influenced my style the most was Elvis Presley, and I remember listening to the radio and thinking, gee, that's really a wild sound, you know, electric guitar like that. I've never heard that before, and I think he had a large influence on me, maybe not my singing style, but the way I presented a song.
Oh, oh, I love you so. I can't let you go. Don't tell me no, I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. I need your love tonight.
We'll continue with Elvis, 1959. Big Hunk of Love, Elvis's biggest record of 1959. Later that year, by telephone from Germany, Elvis talked with a disc jockey here in the States.
There've been a lot of stories circulated about you being linked romantically with some of the girls in Germany. Is there any particular girl now that you're dating?
No, there's no particular one. I've gone with, you know, two or three different ones, but there's no big thing there, you know?
Uh-huh. Do you get much time with your guitar?
Only at night. Only at night when I'm around home, you know?
Elvis, we've had your new record here for several days now, and you might be interested to know that the side that we like over here is My Wish Came True.
Well, that's good, because if I were to have to pick you know, either side, I think I would choose that one, too.
Was that tune recorded in Germany?
No, I recorded that before I ever came into the Army.
My wish came true.
My wish came true.
When I met you.
When I met you.
I've searched and searched.
Ooh,
my whole
and My Wish Came True, July 1959. From Germany, he talked about his future plans.
Well, I have three movies to make in 1960, and plus a television show, I think. I got a lot of work to do, but I'm willing to try, you know.
Well, Elvis, we don't want to keep you away from your duties too much longer for Uncle Sam. It's certainly been a pleasure chatting with you for these few minutes all the way from Germany. And your fans here, we'd just like to tell you, Elvis, are more loyal than ever. I think this is true.
I certainly appreciate that, and I'll do my best to live up to it. And, I'm looking forward to, you know, to coming back and everything.
One more note. We've had more requests for this question, I think, for any other Elvis. When you get out of the Army, are you going to keep your crew cut, or are you going to let your hair grow long?
Am I going to do what?
Are you going to let your hair grow long?
Oh, well, to a certain extent, yeah.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm
Stuck on You was the first record Elvis cut after his discharge from the Army on March 5th, 1960. Later, he appeared at a press conference in Hawaii.
I'd like to thank everybody again for all the support, and I'd like to say that I got all the letters and so forth, you know, when I was in the Army, and it really helped me a lot, and I really look forward to coming back here.
Usually when we chat, Elvis, whether it be in Germany, Hollywood, or here in Honolulu, we ask you to select your favorite song of all your recordings. What's the current favorite of yours?
I think Now or Never.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love. Won't wait. It's now or never. My love wait.
It's now or never. It was still dynamic Elvis, but with a trace of mellow. As Presley's career continued, he was to turn more and more to pop ballads and less to the raw country root music that marked his early days at Sun Records. Jerry Lee Lewis was asked if he thought Presley's style had changed over the years.
Yes, I would say it's changed a lot. Elvis came out with some of the first real big rock records, and I don't know, Elvis kind of started singing slower stuff, stuff. I think he let it drop down a lot.
Another big drop in tempo came later in 1960, a song that was half spoken and half sung, and considered by many his best performance.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Are You Lonesome Tonight? It sold a million copies the first week it was released in November 1960. Elvis, 1961.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know it's time I kiss you, that your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Surrender from Elvis, 1961. That same year, he began his seventh motion picture, Wild in the Country, and he recorded another hit record.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Little Sister, just one of more than 50 Elvis records that became two-sided hits. In fact, the other side of Little Sister became an even bigger hit.
A very old friend came by today. Telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Elvis Presley, 1961. The next year, from the movie Blue Hawaii, an Elvis classic, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling.
Can't Help Falling in Love, from the soundtrack of Blue Hawaii, the fastest-selling album of the year. And 1962 also brought Elvis his 13th number one record.
Oh, yeah.
We continue now with Elvis.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything man could want, but she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
She's Not You, from 1962, which was also the year for another Presley movie smash, Girls, Girls, Girls. And from that movie, this top 10 record.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
Return to Cinder, from Elvis, 1962. Carl Perkins, who knew Presley from the early days at Sun, talks about Elvis.
He's to be respected in every way. I think he's set an example
to be used by many today.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got.
Devil in Disguise, Elvis Presley's biggest record of 1963. Here's Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers.
Elvis Presley, without a doubt, was the king, like we all called him, and he deserved the title. He is the man that opened all the doors, that caused everything to happen, and allowed all the rest of us to kind of come through. That he's almost like the spearhead of the whole change. And anything that came after him came on because of him.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, dawn, dawn. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 such a night.
Such a Night, from the album Elvis Is Back, released in 1964. In 1965, Elvis won a Grammy Award for his religious album, How Great Thou Art. And from that album, this million seller.
You saw me crying in the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray.
Knees and pray.
Then your burdens will be light. And you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Crying in the Chapel, from Elvis's religious album. This is a voice of Neil Sedaka.
His gospel records were really touching, and I admired the fact that he was able to reach his God and reach his religion through his music and art, which I think is a marvelous thing to be able to do.
Elvis, 1966.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you signed. And darling, then I read again. Love letters straight from your heart.
Teddy Lester had the original hit, but in 1966, Love Letters belonged to Elvis Presley. Elvis was married on May 1st, 1967. He and his wife Priscilla had a daughter, Lisa Marie, in 1968, but they divorced 5 years later. A year after his marriage, Presley's career took a new turn when he signed for his first television special. Musical director Bones Howe.
Elvis is definitely the most exciting performer that's ever been. During the course of the TV special, we had one section where Elvis performed live in front of an audience in an arena. And he had the girls screaming and crying and everybody cheering for him just like he did in the old days. As part of this television special, we had a song written for Elvis, a song called If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why.
If I Can Dream, from 1969. Elvis's first million-selling single in more than 3 years. And a few months later, Elvis was back with a message song few thought he'd ever dare record.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
In the Ghetto, a song rejected by other artists but picked up by Elvis. It was a million seller in the summer of 1969. And this record was number one.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
Suspicious Minds, Elvis's first number one record in nearly 7 years. That was followed by Don't Cry Daddy, a song he chose because it reminded him of his mother. Mac Davis wrote it a year earlier, and it became Elvis's 36th gold record.
Today
I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
Don't cry, Daddy.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Oh, don't you know that now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. Say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me. Oh, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
You Don't Have to Say You Love Me from 1970. It was just one of more than three dozen hits Elvis was to record in the 1970s. In a career that spanned three decades, he earned more than two dozen gold albums and four dozen gold singles. Far more than anyone else in the history of rock and roll. The man once billed as a hillbilly cat talks about the music he helped create.
Do you feel that rock and roll, the popularity of rock and roll, will diminish in any way?
That's hard to tell. The only thing I can say is I hope not.
If you think rock and roll won't diminish in popularity, what do you think sustains its popularity? What quality of it do you think makes it popular?
Well, sir, rock and roll has been around for many years. As far back as I can remember, it's been very big. Although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out. Because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. High and high, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're going to set me on fire.
Burning Love from 1972, one of the last really major hits of Elvis Presley. Again, Pat Boone.
I really will miss him, and I feel like there were great things still ahead for Elvis. But maybe, like a lot of us, he had wondered what an old Elvis Presley would be like. Now, of course, there never will be an old Elvis Presley. They'll always just be the King.
Babe, you get closer. The lights are going dim. The sound of the breather has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance. I can feel it, way down when it feels so good, way down when I hold the wood, way down when I never could, way down,
way on down, way down, way down. The song that was climbing the charts the day Elvis died. In 1969, Elvis returned to the stage when Bill Miller booked him at the International Hotel in Las Vegas.
A lot of people were skeptical, you know, whether he could come back and be as big as he was. He's the biggest thing that's ever played Las Vegas. Nobody's ever touched his attendance record. Many, many, many nights we just couldn't handle the people. As big as the International is, we couldn't handle the people or the requests. I'll tell you, his performance was so outstanding and he was so sensational that anything he did, he just had the audience in the palm of his hand from the minute he came out. They were waiting for him.
Elvis Presley was loved by millions, but only a lucky few really got to know him well. They provide an insight on Elvis the man. Glenn Campbell.
Elvis was a God-fearing person. That's what I liked about Elvis Presley, and that's what I appreciated about Elvis Presley, is that he was a nice human being. And I think a lot of people could take a lesson from Elvis from that point of view as being a nice person.
Phil Everly.
My respect for him is unbelievable. I've always respected him. And I admired the way he conducted his whole life. He has class, he had style. We're all going to miss him.
Marty Robbins.
He really was a kind person. I don't remember ever hearing anybody say they didn't like Elvis Presley singing. If there ever really was a king of one type of music, it was Elvis Presley.
Neil Sedaka.
He was most gracious, and he was the greatest musical American music contribution. I don't know if there'll ever be another Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. He had more top 10 singles, more consecutive top 10 records, more charted record sides, and more number one records than any performer in the history of rock music. His recorded voice has been heard by more people around the world than that of any other single performer. He was probably the most important single force in the development of rock and roll. He was the king, and perhaps he achieved the impossible dream. Elvis Aaron Presley, the king of rock and roll.
This special program is copyrighted 1977 by Drake Chenault Enterprises. Production was created and supervised by Mark Ford, with our technical staff Don Ferguson, Scott Felton, Hank Landsberg, Neil Pedenoff, Pete Perkins, Jim Pierce, Terry Tretta, Barry Victor, and Mike Williams. Our research staff included Laura Floyd, Carol Lofton, Carol Slutsky, Sandy Spiegel, and Marilyn Tallman. This program was written and produced by Lee Bailey, Bert Kleinman, and Gary Thoreau. It was conceived and narrated by Bill Drake. KCHZ, your station for more music.
Solid Gold.